Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on contentment as far as a person's lifestyle is concerned, bringing chastity, restraint, moderation in our expenses also, and the disapproval of unnecessarily begging, unnecessarily asking. So today we do a few short ahadiths which have a similar meaning to some of the ahadiths that we did before. An Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا تزال المسألة بأحدكم حتى يلقى الله تعالى وليس في وجهه مزع. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if any of you continues begging from people, he will meet Allah تعالى without any flesh on his face. A person makes it a habit to beg, he's a habitual beggar. And he'll meet Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah in what condition? That his face will have no flesh on it. Now what this explains, that no flesh on his face is actually a punishment, that he would turn his face to others. Instead of turning the face to Allah Ta'ala, turning and asking of Allah Ta'ala, turn his face to this person, turn his face to that person. So as a means of embarrassment on the day of Qiyamah, imagine a person without any flesh, how does he look? How scary that person look? Like a skeleton. So like that, the person will come on the day of Qiyamah, he'll face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a level, high level of embarrassment. Now this is where a person doesn't need to ask, and he's making it a habit that I must ask because the easy money is coming, good money is coming, I can quickly get money by asking people, so let me not work and let me do this as a profession. Now this is the harms. So Islam is not something that encourages people to beg. Islam actually teaches us to stop begging and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will make a means out. As I have explained, there will be situations where people will have to ask, and that also we are taught how a person should ask. He should ask with dignity, he should not insist, he should not persist, he should ask in such a way that his izzat and his respect also is kept. وَعَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ قَالْ وَهُوَ عَلَى الْمِنْبَرِ وَذَكَرَ الصَّدَقَةَ وَالتَّعَفُّفَ عَنِ الْمَسْأَلَةِ الْيَدُ الْعُلْيَا خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْيَدِ السُّفْلَى وَالْيَدُ الْعُلْيَا هِيَ الْمُنْفِقَةُ وَالسُّفْلَى هِيَ السَّائِلَةُ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. حضرت عبد الله ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was on the minbar speaking about charity and abstaining from begging, and then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the upper hand is better than the lower hand. The upper hand, and Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم explained what is meant by this. The upper hand is the hand that spends, and the lower hand is the hand that begs. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من سأل الناس تكثرا فإنما يسأل جمرا فليستقل أو ليستكثر. رواه مسلم. Another warning for unnecessarily begging, making begging a person's profession and habit. As Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the one who begs from people merely to acquire more wealth is asking for a hot coal. So he may ask for less, so he may ask for more. Can a person hold a hot charcoal from the braai? If you take a hot, how difficult it is, person will get burnt. Person is asking without need. He's asking just to increase and increase and get more. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying is like he's asking for that coal, that hot coal. Now you decide. A person decides, you want to take more hot coal or you want to take less. In other words, this is not something that the person should be taking. This is something that how a person quickly throws that hot coal when it touches him, like that, unnecessarily to ask. He should quickly put it away from him. Shouldn't even go in that direction, in that avenue of asking people. Here we can see how much of warning there is from the hadith for a person who unnecessarily begs. Under the commentary it comes that the one who begs is asking for hot coal means that whatever he acquired in this way will be transformed in the year after into a hot coal as punishment for his evil action. On the day of Qiyamah, whatever he is asking, this will be turned into hot coal, and this hot coal now will be used to punish that person who is unnecessarily asking. He may ask for less or he may ask for more. The second part of the hadith, what is meant in that, he has the choice of begging for more or for less, and then he will receive the corresponding punishment. You want to ask for more, no problem. You're asking for more, you're getting more hot coal, more punishment you are getting on the day of Qiyamah by you continuously asking. Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah Ta'ala protect us. We should always make dua to Allah Ta'ala that He gives us this independence, He gives us this afiyat, He gives us the ability of abstaining from asking from people and turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.